So again, how would you say I am here in Spanish?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
But by contrast, how would you say, if it was your name, I'm Paul?
Soy Paul.
Soy Paul.
So there's this important distinction between these two different I ams, one temporary, one far more permanent. How would you say, I'm from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
This is the correct form of I am because where you're from is permanent and it will never change. Let's try something slightly different, however. What if you said simply that I am in London?
Estoy en Londres.
Estoy en Londres.
How about today I'm in London?
Hoy estoy en Londres.
Hoy estoy en Londres.
This, of course, is not necessarily a permanent situation. It's something temporary, because you might leave. The word for happy in Spanish is...
Feliz.
Feliz.
How would you say, I am happy?
Estoy feliz.
Estoy feliz.
Now, people feel happy sometimes, they feel sad at other times, so it seems something quite temporary just to say I'm happy. However, you might want to say, I am a happy person. In Spanish, it's less complicated than in English. You simply use the other word for I am happy, and it shows it's something more permanent. So how would you express, I am a happy person?
Soy feliz.
Soy feliz.
How would you say, I'm a happy person, and you?
Soy feliz, ¿y usted?
Soy feliz, ¿y usted?
Using and you is a very easy way to carry on a conversation and to extend it further. So for instance, if you say, I'm from London, and you, how would you say that?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
And how would you actually ask, where are you from? Literally, of where are you?
¿De dónde es?
¿De dónde es?
Now, as we've used está with a lot of where questions, it's easy to get mixed up with it and want to use it here. But it won't apply. That's because estoy and está are for temporary things, such as where is it? Oh, it's here. Or where are you today? I'm here. But when you're talking about where you're from, it goes into that permanent category. So when you're asking a question of where are you, we'll use that smaller word, es, for it is, he is, she is, and you are. So again, how would you say, of where are you? Where are you from?
¿De dónde es?
¿De dónde es?
How would someone say, I'm from Spain?
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
I'm from Mexico.
Soy de México.
Soy de México.
I'm from Toronto.
Soy de Toronto.
Soy de Toronto.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
I'm from Sydney.
Soy de Sydney.
Soy de Sydney.
What is to do or to make in Spanish?
Hacer.
Hacer.
And how would you say you do or you make, simply by cutting off the R. How would you say that?
Hace.
Hace.
How would you say, what do you do?
¿Qué hace?
¿Qué hace?
If you're a man, how would you say, I'm a doctor?
Soy doctor.
And if you're a woman, how would you say, I'm a doctor?
Soy doctora.
How would a man say, I'm a professor or I'm a teacher?
Soy profesor.
And if you're a woman saying the same?
Soy profesora.
How about a woman saying, I'm an architect?
Soy arquitecta.
And a man saying the same?
Soy arquitecto.
However, there are some things that don't change at all, whether it's for a man or a woman. An artist is a...
Artista.
Artista.
So how would a man say, I'm an artist?
Soy artista.
And a woman?
Soy artista.
So these belong to a group that stay the same. But the OA rule does affect a lot of things. But you'll get used to where it should and shouldn't be applied as time passes.